Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Just wanted to come through and have a bit of a chat to you after the weekend that's just passed on. Obviously, I start here Monday morning, beautiful day once again. And just having a look at what's happened over the weekend, as we have seen, the price sort of... Look, it hasn't done a great deal, but it's above 7,000 again. We are still sitting in a bit of a consolidation period there on the daily. The good news is we didn't push to new lows. Now, with that being said, of course, you know, there's been nothing of significance in my view, chart wise. We still see the 4 hour as having, you know, just dipped down to 6,400 or about 6,500 and sort of held above that, sitting at 7,000 now. Now, either way, we could still see the market pummel to the downside. We could also very easily see it move to the upside. It's very, very undecided right now. Now, what do you do when the markets are decided? And this is a really important thing to discuss. Now, we talk about patience a lot. Like I've got patience in my, you know, in my repertoire constantly. I'm always talking about patience and what's important as far as what we're looking for. But there's another thing to consider as well. You've got choice. So I talk about patience, but I haven't related it back to choice, fundamental choice. When I'm trading, the reason I'm super patient, the reason I don't look to take too many trades is simply because it's my money. It's my money, right? So I don't need to be putting my money into the market all the time. It's, you know, I'm not looking for a joyride. I'm not looking for a thrill. I'm looking to make money. I'm looking to convert my risk into reward. So therefore, I've got to be very selective with what I do. Now, the choice that I've got is to literally trade or not trade. These are the two options that I have. I can trade or I can not trade. Now, being that I have this choice, and being more important, being that I'm aware that I have this choice, I think, because I do see a lot of people when they start trading, I'm not just talking crypto, I'm talking trading full stop, that they have this persona that they must keep trading. I am a trader, therefore I must trade. And it's definitely something that I see, especially when people sort of look to trade full time, or they've got their time that they're trading. So let's say the weekend comes around. It's relevant because we've just finished the weekend. Think of it like this, that the weekend comes and you think, okay, I'm gonna trade for 4 hours a day. Let's say that, I'm gonna trade for 4 hours a day. Now in that 4 hours, does that mean that they should be taking trades? And because it's a weekend, just in this example, does that mean that if you don't find trades, that was a waste of 4 hours? And the answer is no. It's your perception of that time that you spend that is the, you know, outcome that you get from it. So if you perceive it to be a waste of time, you'll probably think it is. You probably believe that. That will be the way that you are. However, you can also look at it as not a waste of time. And if you didn't find a tradable position, that's fine. You did the right thing if there wasn't anything there. Again, it comes back to the process, knowing what it is that you're looking to do and having a purpose for doing so. We're looking to find good trades, but the end game is we're looking to convert our risk into reward. Now, if we have not got the opportunity with a high probability to convert our risk from reward, then our risk increases. Therefore, I'm not too interested in that. If our risk increases, my interest in being there decreases to the point of which I'm more than happy to sit out. Now, the choice that we have every single day is always the same. Do we trade? Do we not? The choice as well is, are we educated? Do we know what we're looking for? Do we have a plan? These are all choices that we are presented with now. Not tomorrow, but right now. So while I'm looking at the market now, I have a choice. Will I look to trade long on Bitcoin? Will I look to trade short on Bitcoin? Or will I look to sit out on Bitcoin? I'm only talking about Bitcoin because that's the chart that I'm looking at. And that's kind of our market leader, so therefore what I cover quite frequently. Now, right now, I can tell you that the choices presented to me are long, short, or nothing. And I'm going to choose to do nothing. Why? Because there's nothing there that gives me that higher probability of a successful outcome to convert my risk to reward. So guys, a very short little show this morning because there's not much more to say on the topic. Now, I'm not just going to talk for the sake of talking. You have choice. You need to understand that. You need to take charge of that, and you need to make sure that you make the correct choice at that moment in time. Do not let emotion come into things. A bit of planning helps to create the right mindset and the right structure around that choice. If you don't know what you're doing, if you don't have a plan, if you don't know how to attack the markets, then your choices are limited because you don't really know what your choices are and are not, because you don't know what to do even if you do get a successful outcome. This way you can lead yourself down a pretty dangerous path by just taking trades because you think or feel or read Twitter or whatever it may be. So guys, have a fantastic day, and remember, you always have the choice. It's up to you every single day. And also, if you like the content, guys, please share it with your friends and family, anybody that you know. Chances are, if you like this type of content, then people within your circles will too. Have a great day.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.